Evening.
Hello?
Good evening.
Oh, good evening. It's Malka.
I've learned to recognize your voice.
Oh, good. Okay. I've learned to recognize yours as well.
I'm not so sure that's such a good thing.
Sure it is.
I guess it is. We'll wait another minute for somebody else to come on, but we'll do the counting for sure.
Okay.
We'll start the counting.
Okay.
And we'll start with the lifting of your food. The shining food food, shabari food, which gives me bid hilu, earthimu, earthimu, hilu. The acta, shame, yud hei bavate, the yichuda, shalim, the shame, call Yisrael. Hine anachmi, bayim, the kayem, mitzvatsa, hirata, omer. La sop nachat ruach liotzerenu v'la sop ritzon borenu. V'ahi noam Adonai Elohinu aleinu maasei adenu konenei aleinu maasei adenu konenehu. Adonai Elohei wahei yigmor badi. Adonai Elohei wahei hazdecha leolam maasei adecha. El Teref, Ekra Elohim Elyon, Lael Gomer Alay, Vene Emar Ve Evor Alay, Yere, Mitvaseset, Vedamayich Vayomar, Lach Vedamayich Hayi, Vayomar Lach Vedamayich Hayi, Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei. Elohim Adonai Yohei Wahei. Elohai Gedalta Meod. Hod v'hadar levashta. O Teor Kishalma. No Teor Shamayim Taliyah. You are makif, the surrounding light, which is the blessing that unites Zeron Tim with Malkut. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Masher Kudushanu B'mitzvotai Vesivanu Al Sefirat Ha'omer. And we may all say Amen. Hayom Shisa v'arba'im yom la'omer Shehem shisa shavuot v'arba'a yamim. Today is the 46th day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and 4 days. inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma b'mehera b'yameinu. And we can all say amen.
Amen.
The Psalm 67, the menorah psalm, we'll stop at a letter and then we'll stop at a word. Lam natsea bingi not means borshir. Elo vivarkenu yaepanavitanu sela. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha v'chol goyim yoshuatecha yoducha amim elohim yoducha amim kulam yisbechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanheim. The final mem in tanheim. We had a number of mems throughout the 49 days. The letter mem created water. The final mem is a completed mem. It's composed of the four vowels. It's composed of creating a space, creating a vessel where the balance of expanding the water, the love, the chesed, is balanced with the frame of the vessel, balanced with the capacity of the vessel. Which of your traits need to be restrained, and which of your traits need to be expanded? Stella, Yoducha Amin Elohim, Yoducha Amin Kulam, Eretz Nana Yuvala Yuvarkenu. Elohim, Eloheinu, Yivarkenu, Elohim, V'yiru, Oto. The letter Oto, which stands for his sign, or his letter. Which of your character traits is looking for a sign from Hashem? Are you open to see the words, the signs that Hashem is sending you? Or is it coincidence that these things happen? Is it just part of what everyday life? Instead of the amazing message that you're receiving. It's up to you to decide. What did you see? What did you hear? Were you listening for Hashem? Kol ha-se'ar-ez. The Anab Koach. Ana bekoach gedulat yemincha tatir seruvah. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tzad Tzadi. Tabel rinach amcha sagbeinu tacharenu Prashayan says at noon. Na gibo dorshe yehudha kevavat shamren nun gimel dalet yud tav shin bahem tacharen rachame sitacha tami gamren betet resh Sadi Zaf Gimel. Kasim Kadosh Bero Tukha Na'el Adatecha Het Kufet Het Nunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatecha Yid Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuk Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu. The letter Tzadi, the letter Tzadi that means righteous. What is preventing you from being declared a righteous person? What is, which character traits are you allowing to bring you out of balance so that no one, you can no longer be called a righteous person? Yodea ta'alumot Shinkufa sabiyuta. And the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. We'll now count the Omer in the third method, which is that of the Sefirot themselves. Ribono shel olam, ata tevitanu al yedei Moshe, al decha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu, Kimo shekatav ta b'tolata husvartem lahem mimacharad ha-shabbat miyom haviyachem et omer ha-tedupa sheva shabbatot temimot tihiyena ad mimacharad ha-shabbat ha-shvit ha-sefiru Tam Hishim Yom Kidei Sheyitacharu Ha'na'ot Amcha Yisrael Mezohamatam Uvachem Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Ve'lohe Avoteinu Shebizkut Sefirat Haomer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan Mashabaganti Sefirah Netzach Shebur Malchu. Netzach, eternity, eternal. Victory, eternal victory. Malchut, kingdom. Manifestation. What does
Hello? Did we lose him? Hello? I think we lost him. I think so. He'll come back in a few minutes, hopefully. Brandy, you still there?
She is making herself.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I have a nice little one through city traffic cams.
You want me to text him?
Me too. I'm here too.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
we'll
hang up. I'm going to give him a text.
Okay. Maybe he hasn't realized that it's
yeah,
off.
That we can't hear him.
Yeah.
It happened. Yeah. It happened earlier as well.
Really?
Yeah. I think he can hear us. We just can't hear him, but
really? How come?
I don't know. I think he's, I'm not sure what's going on.
Is it calling call system or conference call?
It might be.
Maybe it's raining a lot. I don't know if your area is too.
No, we need rain. We definitely need rain. It hasn't rained here.
I've been under rain all weekend.
Really?
In 2 days, pouring, and the weekend was, so it's been really wet. But it's good.
Yeah.
You know.
We could. It's really dry over here.
Really?
We're anticipating some, yeah, it's real dry.
Oh, you're in Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we can share some rain.
Yeah, send it my way. I'll take some.
Is he back?
Angela. Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent him a text.
He may just call the class. It's almost 10.
Well, he just made it to the count of the mayor.
Yeah. He just may have trouble getting back on.
Oh.
Okay, I got a text from Hanok. He said he's trying to get back on.
Okay, should we wait?
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
Okay, I sent him another text, and I told him that we were here, and if he can't get back on, let us know. So he'll send another text.
He can't get back on. Now?
We can hear you.
Yeah, hello.
Amazing. 5 minutes to get back on. I apologize.
That's okay.
I don't know where I lost you, but I assume you heard the counting of the Omer. If not, today's day is Net Sheba Malchut.
Yeah, that's where you left off.
Our handout. Okay. Our handout is on the Unique Astrological Times link. And if you'll scroll down on that landing page to the preparation for Shavuot, we are click and then click on the link that says Shavuot is Immortality Part 2. And that's where we will pick up where we left off on Sunday. And I'll start with L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'akda, L'Shem, Yodhe, Bavavhe, B'Yehuda, Shalib, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Konene Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Konenehu. The switch for Sinai immortality. Essentially where we left off is this question. We understand that there is a switch, like a light switch, that you can turn on and become immortal. But how do you activate that switch? And this is an essay that comes from Yehuda Brandwein, who is the teacher of Rabbi Berg. He was the student of Rabbi Ashlag. And today we have a number of competing organizations, one of which is Rav Brandwein's grandson, Abraham Brandwein. Are they, when I say competing organizations, who's right? Well, maybe they all are. They all are teaching various students, and it's all correct. Mm-hmm. The energy of immortality can always be accessed. That's a statement by Rav Brandwein. The basis for our revelation experience is, of course, the implementation of Rabbi Brandwein's teachings. And he got those teachings from Rabbi Ashlag. And we know that Rabbi Ashlag got kosher Kabbalah from his teacher, who asked that he never be revealed. And Rabbi Ashlag accepted that limitation. And in fact, for many, many years, maybe even still today, there are some Orthodox organizations who say, we don't know who Rav Ashlag's teacher is, and therefore we cannot trust his Kabbalah. Maybe it's been infiltrated by the negative system. And maybe that's the negative system that is keeping them from learning the real Kabbalah. One does not know until one activates their intuitions. So let's learn more about how to activate your intuition and activate immortality. The basis of our I will now finally return to his explanation of exactly how the switch for Sinai immortality can be turned on. But you've been taught this before. Let's go through it. It has to be the right action at the right time in the right location with the right kavanah, the right intention. That's how you turn any switch on. That's how your consciousness works. I can be totally certain that I'm going to be, that I am skinny. I can be totally certain that I'm 25 years old. Is it true? From my point of view, my certainty, the answer is yes. From other people looking at me, they don't see a 25-year-old person. But how can I get them to see a 25-year-old person? By doing the right action at the right time, in the right location, with the right kavanah. Let's continue to read what Rabbi Brandwein says. When light is revealed within the universe, it is destined to remain forever. But the light remains potential, like electric current in a socket or wall switch. When the appropriate stimulation, in Kabbalistic terminology, a proper vessel is applied to the light force is reignited and revealed. Inasmuch as the light force of immortality on Mount Sinai had once become revealed, explained Rav Brandwein to Rav Berg, this energy of immortality can always be accessed. Rav Luria, in his voluminous work, The Gates of Meditations, provided the necessary vessel or switch for Sinai immortality. This procedure could not accomplish the revelation of immortality. However, unless it was applied at the appropriate cosmic time of its original revelation, the guidelines were included within the biblical code, as deciphered by the Zohar. Eternal events are as cosmically scripted as the constellation of Leo in the heavens does not make its appearance in the wintertime, just as the sign of Capricorn will never appear in the heavens during the summer months. Glancing into the sky with a high-powered telescope reveals each sign of the zodiac configured with billions of stars appearing at the usual time of the year, just as a TV guide is necessary for the viewer to know the exact time of the showing of a favorite program. So too does the Bible disclose the exact calendar time. When the cosmos is prepared to put on a particular program of events, the moment for the immortality event is the sixth day of the lunar month of Gemini. This is the opportunity for humankind to view and tap the energy of immortality. Let us continue this analogy with the television. Merely turning on the TV will not permit accessing the primetime news at 7 p.m. Our sets have the potential ability to provide primetime news. If I turn the set on at 6 or 8, however, I will not see the primetime news, nor can the set access a particular program on anything other than the correct day. Now, this was true before, but today we have news on demand. Today we can access news at any time. Today we can access any movie to cable program, and it will start to stream. Does that mean that time has become immaterial in this discussion? No. Just because we can stream a movie or a program or the news doesn't mean we can ignore the astrological influences that is meant by a specific time of day, week, month, hour, etc. The appropriate time to tune to the awesome energy of immortality, Rabbi Brandwein said, is the evening of the sixth day of the lunar Gemini. This is the incredible information that only a Zohar can furnish. The entire evening up until and including the early morning must be devoted to accessing this unbelievable energy. The body must undergo deprivation. By implementing the codes for accessing immortality provided in detail by Rav Isaac Luria, every person is guaranteed that he or she shall not die for at least until after Rosh Hashanah. Now, when I first heard these words, I had never heard anything like them before. All I could think was, it's too good to be true. When I shared this reaction with my master and asked if that was what he was saying had been proven or substantiated before in history, he answered, no, that will be your task. This was the work that Rabbi Berg was given. And I was present in the Kabbalah Center in the 1990s while this work was being manifested. The year was approaching the year 2000. And there was all this potential chaos in the world about the computer programs were going to go crazy because they hadn't been programmed for the extra two digits of the century. and the world was going to go crazy because it was too good to be true. We couldn't stop death forever, even though it was one of those time periods that we could have done so. All it took was a community with certainty. On the night of Shavuot, in the year 5760, and I was present, there was just one problem. Rabbi Berg had two sons. Rabbi Berg had his wife, Karen. They all supported his teachings, except, what if it doesn't work? What will we do? What if it doesn't work? How will we recover? He's being too strong in his teaching. He can't make these statements. And that uncertainty penetrated the group. I experienced that penetration. I experienced how these were his sons, these were his students, these were teaching what he was teaching, except they didn't have his certainty. And that got transferred. We have to be a community of certainty. I don't know how many people it will take of certainty to make this happen. I know it has to be at the right time, and that's Shavuot, any given year. Will you do it? We will see. Continuing. This is an excerpt from the book, Immortality, the Inevitability of Eternal Life by Rabbi Berg. Teachings from the Torah about the Torah. The Peshat level, the simple basic level. The first three words of Esther Dibrot are, Anochi Hashem Elohecha. I am Hashem, your God. On a deeper level, we can translate this as, I am Hashem, am your God. This describes a unique relationship between each of us and Hashem. This describes the marriage taking place through the gift of the Torah. Is it the right action? The right action is the jewels, which we will discuss later in the week, what that does. The remes, the hints. The word Anochi spelled Aleph Nun Kaf Yud hints to the essence of the Torah, since it is an anagram for the following. Aleph is of the Ani is the pronoun I. Nun, Nafshi, my soul. Kaf, Kativ, writing. Yud, Yavet, to you. The essence of the Torah is the soul of Hashem. Anochi is the anagram for Ani Nafshi Kativ Yavet. I am writing to you my soul. The Drash. the allegorical. The same words that we use to recognize the marriage on Shavuot, we use to understand our response to the marriage proposal. The children of Israel answered, "We will do, and then we will learn." This is the opposite of what a normal human being answers. A question. Will you do what I ask you to do? Teach me what you want me to do, then I will decide to do it or not to do it. That's the normal human being. The children of Israel didn't answer that. They did it in the opposite order. We said, we'll do it, and then we'll learn why we do it. The Hebrew phrase is na'aseh b'nishma. We will do, and then we will learn. The other 70 nations were asked, even before the children of Israel, do you want the Torah? Do you want the mitzvot? They answered, what is a mitzvah? This is a very reasonable question. Each nation was given an answer that was the most difficult thing for them to do. Ishmael was told, no adultery. And they said, no, thank you. Edom was told, no theft. And they said, no, thank you. The children of Israel heard a marriage proposal. And thus they answered, yes, we will do it. And then we will learn. The secrets, the sod. The word Anochi has a gematria of 81, which is 3 to the 4th power. 3 represents a complete structure of right, left, and center, or proton, electron, and neutron in science terms. And for your information, a neutron is composed of a proton and an electron. In essence, what we teach, the central column, is composed of both the right and the left column in unity. The fourth power represents the four worlds of Atzilut: emanation, Bria, creation, Yetzirah, formation, and Atziah, action. 81 is also the gematria of the word Chazon, which means vision or revelation. What was the revelation? It was the kisei, the throne. A throne, which is a code word for the children of Israel. Since Hashem, so to speak, sits upon the children of Israel while they do their spiritual work. For your information, kisei also has a gematria of 81. Kaf samakala. The following is an extremely strong prayer and blessing. The prayer, the blessing may be said anytime in any place. It may be said once or multiple times. It is truly auspicious during the Torah study of the night of Shavuot. It's written by a modern Kabbalist, and he has not explained all of its aspects. He may not even know them. He left us to use it as a meditation tool when we are ready to do so. This prayer can be recited at any time in any number of repetitions. The more repetitions, the better. It is good to recite it on the night of Shavuot, when we celebrate the giving of the Torah. It can be recited at other times as well. This prayer is an original formulation in English, and the author, gives one of my teachers, gives his blessings and permission for it to be translated for personal use into any language of one choosing. I am adding, while it may be said in the language of your choice and needs to be understood internally, if said in Hebrew, it is best to say it in the original Hebrew. Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Creator of all, I give thanks before you that I am your creation, formed in your image and guided by your hand. May it be your will to open both my heart and my eyes and enable me to perceive your paths and how it is that you want me to live, to best receive your blessings and to best shine your holy light. May it be your will that you enlighten me and align me with the image of your holy Sephirot within me. Teach me what I need to learn. Show me what I need to see. Help me to accomplish all the goals that you have ordained for me to fulfill in this lifetime. Master of the universe, behold, you are the source of all. All is in you, and you are in all. Enlighten me so that I may see and experience your unity. Enable me to live in harmony with your unity and be guided by it and to flow within it all at every moment and in every place. May I be a clear and receptive vehicle for reflecting your divine purpose. May your holy light shine through me in everything that I think, speak, feel, and do. Move through me and enable me to experience your holy presence within me. Ribbono shel Olam, you created your universe by the energies contained within vibrating sound. You spoke, and what you spoke came to be. May it be your will that I serve as the receptacle for your divine light, and that by my reciting your holy names, may I reflect your divine light here upon the earth. May your light shine and go forth to wherever it is needed and to wherever you desire. Ribbono shel Olam, I thank you for the revealing to us your sacred word and your special treasure of understanding that enables us, mere mortals, to make use of your sacred heavenly knowledge and power. I call upon your sacred name that is concealed in the words of blessings that you passed on to your servant Aaron, the brother of Moshe, through which you commanded him to bless the children of Israel in your name. As it is written, may Hashem bless you and protect you. May Hashem raise his face upon you and be gracious to you. May Hashem place his face upon you to give you shalom. I'm adding the location is in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26 from the Torah. You know them as the priestly blessing.
Yo-hei-wa, be-o-hei, re-a-pei, ka-shi-nu, ka-yo-yo, yo-ka-wa, pei-nu-a, wa-he-la, pei-yo-yo, wa wa ka yo kawa shio yo me la shire ame kawa la yo yo ka anu shi re pe la yo he wa te wa me. May this holy name shine your holy light here on earth and bring to us all peace. Behold, I call upon. Shine forth the light of Hashem. Shower upon us the blessings of heavens. Enlighten our eyes to Shino supernal knowledge. Enable us to walk your paths and to do your will. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May it be
Amen.
So forever and ever more. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There is one more step. We'll discuss it more on Thursday evening. But it is the 24 jewels that we build from the Torah themselves. In a coded manner, they are concealed. Yufa Una Huta Huta Huda Una Huma Shuma Uta Uwa Uta Shuha Luba Uda Uha Uba Luha Uta Duya Uma Luka Muya Muha Ura. Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. That's to ground any excess energy that we do not have the vessel for together. Does anyone have any questions?
I missed counting tonight. Were we on the second of Sivan or the third?
We're on the second.
Okay.
Everybody have a beautiful evening. Tomorrow's classes, there will be a deeper Noach class from the Zohar. And at 7 o'clock will be a counting of the Omer along with questions and answers. And I can tell you last week's questions and answers is very much worth listening to the recording. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.